Hi, Cardinal fans. I'm Ozzie Smith.
Corks one into right down the line. It may go.
And you're listening to the Cardinals Insider Podcast.
Go crazy, folks. Go crazy.
Here's your host, Brent McMillan.
Welcome into the Cardinals Insider Podcast. Brent McMillan alongside. Glad to have you with us here for another week. Two important things in life, good friends and a good bullpen. We're talking about the second today and two men for the Cardinals who try to help them check that second box in the equation, Tyler Lyons and Sam Tuivalu. Both really seeming to have settled in to a degree here this season. As of September 19th, both of them sporting a sub-3 ERA. Now, different seasons for them also in some ways. Lyons, a pretty consistent part of the big league pen as far as appearances. Sam Tuivalu, anything but. He's got a ton of options, up and down to Memphis in almost every calendar month of this baseball season. And while his second half numbers have ballooned a little bit, he's had some spots where he's come in and turned in really great outings for this ball club at just 24 years old. The headline that he's managed to contribute while going back and forth to Memphis so many times.
This year going up and down a lot was mostly a challenge of, I think, being mentally prepared throughout the whole year. Obviously going down, you never really want to get that news. But I mentally had to stay prepared, sharp down there, and I had to go about my way down there the same way I would go up here. So it was a grind this year. But I'm happy on how everything's playing out and everything kind of fell into the right places. I always had my roommate Arturo Reyes. He was always my roommate every time I got called up on the road. So he would just joke here and there saying that he'll probably have his own room soon on this road trip that's coming up. So he always had a pretty good joke on it.
Tui helped Memphis to a historic season here in 2017. The Redbirds secured their third Pacific Coast League championship since 2000. And a lot of his Memphis teammates have also gone on to become St. Louis teammates. The Memphis Mafia here this year in the STL. We asked Sam what it's been like to be with all those guys.
Oh, that's pretty cool. I mean, it gives us, with a pretty good comfort level. You know, we all play together. We all know what everyone's like. Clubhouse is really good. On and off the field, everyone's pretty cool. And it just, you know, carries out onto the field. You know, we're trying pretty hard right now. We're playing baseball. Things might not be going as planned, but we're still just as confident as we were as the season started. But for the most part, it's pretty fun to play with the guys that you kind of came up with. Those are my buddies. You know, we all play together. Friends, a couple of them, you know, they've been with me ever since we got drafted. So I'm always going to check up and see what they're doing. But obviously the main focus is up here. You know, we're trying to get into that playoff race. I always do check out to see how they're doing.
There's a perspective that I always like to get from big league players, and I think that I've mentioned it maybe before here on the podcast, but the path to the big leagues is so varied among guys. You have the Mike Trout types where they're destined for greatness and destined for the big leagues. And then you have guys like John Brebbia is a good example, who we did a podcast with earlier this year. Just got caught up in the numbers game, was let go by the New York Yankees, ended up in independent ball. And then here he is in St. Louis, a big contributor later into his 20s, but still making it to the big leagues. So I always think that it's interesting to ask guys kind of when they first had that big league feeling. When did they think that they had the potential to play baseball at the highest level? For some, that's in high school, others in college, and some later in life. Well, Sam Tuivalu falls into the latter category.
I think, you know, when spring training started, I definitely came in with the confidence that I needed. Felt really good. Every time I got out there, you know, the more experience that comes your way, the more you're going to adjust to this game. And I think having the right guys around me, you know, Wayne, Yadi, all those guys, they helped me. All my pitches kind of came together, and you start to realize what kind of player you are every day. And I'm still working on the things that I need to, but I'm confident that everything will come together.
What he said just there, I think, tells you a lot about how hard this game is at the major league level. Sam entering this season with 28 major league appearances, and yet he really has found his true comfort zone here in 2017. What's important for him to feel comfortable, he says, is having a positive approach from the minute he gets to the field.
I think, you know, just it all starts from, you know, right when you walk in the locker room. You have to have a good attitude. I'm always positive when I come in. This game, you know, you're going to fail a lot of times. But, you know, you just got to flush it, have a short-term memory in this game. But when I feel like I'm confident out there, I know where I'm going to put the ball, and I know that the guy's really not gonna hit it. And if he does, then I know I got a great defense right behind me. So that's the feeling you want every day. It's a long season, so that's where the mental part comes in. You know, you gotta stay positive. You can't really get down on yourself. But for the most part, this whole season, I think I've been pretty good about that. You know, getting sent up and down. Can't get down.
Lyons checks the runner at second, comes to the plate, check swing, strike three called. No doubt about it as Lamb goes down and strikes. He couldn't pull the trigger completely.
We are recording and releasing here on September the 19th, and at this point I would say Tyler Lyons is having what you could only deem as a career year. A 2.72 ERA, and he's also got the second best whip of his career as well. There's been plenty of opportunities for him to grab some innings as a lefty out of the Cardinals' bullpen. And he says that all of the southpaws kind of competing for the innings has really been something that's helped sharpen him.
Yeah, I mean, well, it's always nice. You have, plenty of guys around you. Kind of, you know, you have guys like Duke who's been around, Cecil's been around. So you kind of, use what you learn from them. And, you know, I think we always kind of use each other to be competitive off of and kind of, always... compete against ourselves as much as, you know, the other team.
He's certainly done his part this year in the neighborhood of 50 innings as we record this here in mid-September. But even statistically, with probably the best year of his pitching career, there isn't really a time that he looks to in this season and says, you know what, that's the time where things really clicked for me.
I don't think there's any one particular point that I felt just like, oh, I felt great. I think, you know, it's just kind of coming back from injury. I think, at the beginning of the season, I felt okay out there, but it was just kind of one of those things that every time I went out there, I just felt like I was getting more and more comfortable, a little stronger, and just kind of been riding that out.
Of course, Tyler Lyons and the rest of the Cardinal pitchers, be they starters or relievers, have one big advantage that none of the other 29 teams have. That advantage is named Yadier Molina. A pitch framing specialist, one of the best at communicating with the staff, and Tyler really thankful to get to throw to number four on a night in and night out basis.
Throwing to Yadi is obviously, it makes the pitcher's job a little easier. You know, a lot of times, you still have to do your part to eliminate the running game, but it definitely slows the running game down. So it kind of takes one of that and allows you to focus on the hitter a little bit more. And then it also helps having him back there as far as, I mean, he's been around for a long time. He knows all the hitters. He knows what he's trying to get done back there. And so, having the trust in him to, you know, call a game, it definitely makes the pitcher's job easier.
Tyler Lyons, appearing in five different major league seasons, including 2017, and during that time, he's served a lot of different roles. He's been in the rotation, he's made spot starts, even the emergency long man at times, and now he really seems to be at home and seems to fit best here as a part of the Cardinal bullpen. He says doing a little bit of everything really beneficial in getting him to this point.
Yeah, I definitely think there's something I've learned from all of them. I think, when I initially came up as a starter, I let the game kind of get a little fast on me as a starter, always worrying about trying to, eat up six innings, seven innings, whereas, then I got moved to reliever. I think I learned a lot there in terms of being able to slow it down, take everything one pitch at a time, one inning, one batter at a time. And I think, at that point I went back to starting and kind of was able to apply that to being a starter. And so just with all that being said, I think I learned a little bit from doing everything and just able to, keep it all the same now, no matter what role that is.
If you want to talk about a classic bullpen demeanor, I mean spot on classic, it's Tyler Lyons. He's a good guy, but he's kind of soft-spoken, a little reserved. You don't ever see emotion out of him on the field or off of it, really. He's very even keel. And I asked him why that maybe isn't a requirement. Is it helpful in high-leverage situations to not let things get to you too much?
Well, I think, just trying to keep everything the same, no matter what the situation is, just trying to relax, make pitches, not try to get too caught up in the moment, whatever situation that is, just take a step back, breathe, and try to execute a pitch. I think it all starts with a mentality that you have. I think, not getting, like I said, just too caught up in the moment and just being able to, you know, take a step back, focus one pitch at a time, and keeping the game from speeding up on you. I think when you do that, you have the ability to execute that pitch. And so for me, it all starts with the mind.
Just like Tui, I threw the question at Tyler about, was there a time where you felt like, okay, I definitely have the stuff here to be a big leaguer? I think maybe he's a little humble in the answer that he gave me, but also some practicality that I think is admirable too, because he said really it wasn't until he got to the big leagues that he felt like he had a chance to be a big leaguer.
I mean, I think that started by getting to the big leagues. I mean, I don't think there was any point in the minor leagues that I was like, oh, I can be this, I can be that, you know, whatever. Because, I mean, plenty of people make it to AAA and never make it to the big leagues. And so it's kind of one of those things you just kind of try to stay in the process and try to get to the big leagues. And I think there's probably some point in my career where, like, you start to have a little success in the big leagues, like, I can do this, and, you know, but it doesn't mean you can just stop working or, you know, this or that. It's like, you know, you've got to keep grinding every day. It's a tough game. And so there's probably a point in the big leagues where, you know, I'd had some success. And so I don't know exact moment, but at some point.
Jim Hayes from Fox Sports Midwest and Colton Wong making the cameo there in the background. That was a Players Weekend when we recorded that. They were having Colton read the lineup for the Fox Sports Midwest telecast that night, and the acoustics in the dugout, just on point, I guess. It carried in there a little bit, but hopefully you could hear Tyler's answer anyway. Great to have you with us, as always. If you haven't yet, we would love to have you subscribe to the podcast. The easiest way to do it, if you are an iTunes or an Apple person, is just to go to cardinals.com/podcast. There is a link where you can click and go and subscribe via your podcast app or via iTunes. If you're Android, that's okay. We can still help you out there too. You're going to have to Google Podbean and then search the phrase St. Louis Cardinals Podcast. If you do that, you'll be able to subscribe through your store as well. Next week, it's Alex Ferrario of KMOX in the St. Louis Cardinals Radio Network. Just 27 years old, but already in his second full season as a pre- and post-game host for the St. Louis Cardinals. We're going to talk to him about his career and his rise to where he's at, and also what it's like to get on the mic and talk baseball on the biggest network in the game. It should be fun. I'm really looking forward to it. Hope that we'll have you back with us. Until then, though, for Sam Tuivalala and Tyler Lyons, my name is Brett McMillan. We'll talk to you next time on the Cardinals Insider Podcast.